it done.
Can I ask one more question? And we may be beating a dead horse here, but there's a few of us that are still been talking about it. Jerry asked it a bit the other day. When something happens in your life and we say, oh, it was a sign or it was my source telling me something, I'm not sure I still understand it, what that means when you think, oh, that was meant to be.
Well, if we were standing in your physical shoes, everything like that that gets your attention, we would say it's a sign because it always is a sign of something. It's a sign of one of two things. It's a sign of more allowing or it's a sign of more resistance. Everything that happens. In other words, when Esther's computer came grinding to its last breath, what is that a sign of? She wondered, what is this a sign of? Was it a sign of her resistance? Now, she could take it that way because she was here with only one computer and it stopped. Only one computer that was loaded with the sound files and the cards that connect with all of these cables. They searched the ship over for cables that would connect to her other computer, and there just aren't any on board. So what that meant was it could be a sign of her lack of preparedness, or it could be a sign of the preparedness because they're still recording. It could be a sign of the redundancy of their systems. It could be a sign that Esther worries too much about things that she should not be worrying about. It could be, in other words, you can take everything that happens and make it a sign to mean anything that you decide to make it. It's like statistics. Have you ever seen the people who gather statistics? They can twist them to make whatever point they're wanting to make. You of all people know that.
It's true. Very true.
So what we want you to do is to say, my guidance system, the emotion that I feel, whether it's positive or negative emotion, the emotion I feel every time is an indicator of where I am in relationship to something really big.
But where do those signs come from? Is it just a coincidence?
Never.
Or?
It is law of attraction's response to your dueling vibrations.
Okay.
Every time. Everything that happens, every manifestation. Now think about it. Every point in time is a manifestation. What's in your bank account is a manifestation. And let's take it further. Let's call it a manifestational indicator of a vibrational state of being. Yes, you like it? Everything that I'm living, the lover in my bed, the money in my bank account, my physical state of being, my attitude about this, that, and the other, everything that happens is a manifestational indicator of my current state of vibration. Now, we like the words that Esther found there. It is the vibrational comparison because you have two vibrational vantage points. There is the vibration of who you are and who you have become. And we want to emphasize, this is who you were before you were born, but this is also who you have become. You came forth, you mixed it up, you launched rockets, and now this is who you have become. Which vibrational vantage point that law of attraction is responding to, do you think is dominant? This one that is the eternal you, that is always keeping up with life, what life causes you to become, or this, which is the vantage point of where you are right now? We want to say this one or this one. In other words, this is huge in comparison. But still, law of attraction is a very powerful law that is responding to your vibrational vantage points. And everything that happens is about that vibrational mix or relationships between those vantage points. So when you have a moment of extreme clarity and elation, when you are feeling on top of the world, when you are wanting to get up and dance, when your heart is singing, when you feel as if you can barely contain your joy, we got to tell you, you've managed to dance or vibrate yourself, your way, into alignment so that you're offering one vibration. And in the absence of resistance, the things that law of attraction can show you in the absence of resistance are fast, they're pure, they're intense, they're sensational. But when you mix your vibration up a little bit, when you've got some desire all mixed in with doubt, now the combination of those vibrations brings a different vibrational indicator. Can you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like Esther playing with grandchildren and the delight they all discover in finding out which pieces of clay mixed together with which pieces of clay make which different colors of clay. You see, the mixture makes